The voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Ilahi main hoon bas khatawar tera, mujhe bakhsh hai naam ghaffar tera. Ilahi main hoon bas khatawar tera, mujhe bakhsh hai naam ghaffar tera. Maraz la dawa ki se chahoon, tu shafi hai mera, main bimar tera. Maraz la dawa ki se chahoon, tu shafi hai mera, main bimar tera. Meri mushkilein hoye aasan yakdam, jo hoye karam mujh pe ek baar tera. Meri mushkilein hoye aasan yakdam, jo hoye karam mujh pe ek baar tera. Main hoon abd tera, tu ma'bood mera, tu masjood main sajde-zaar tera. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 24th of Ramadan, 1446, corresponding to Tuesday the 25th of March 2025. We have approximately 4 days or 5 days until the end of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. What have we as the Ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, have we actually taken advantage of the Mubarak month of Ramadan? The month of Ramadan comes and goes, but have we actually gained from the month of Ramadan? Inshallah, we're going to be listening to you, Dr. Yusuf, Mufti Yusuf Mangera, later on. But first, we're going to get our brother Alphas Nkosi online, and he's going to be discussing what's happening in and around the world and our beautiful country. Brother Alphas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alphas, man. How are you doing, Sule?
Very well, thank you. Brother Alphas, the hype is up that the ambassador of South Africa to the U.S., Ibrahim Rasool, arrived. He received a very warm welcome on Sunday. And what else is there happening, Brother Alphas?
Yeah, listen, based on that Ibrahim Rasool's arrival back into South Africa, remember now there was a press conference by the Democratic Alliance saying that, look, they want to pick Tony Leon to, you know, occupy that vacant post. So there's there are groups that, you know, they're having their own candidates. So we speak to a forum. It's called Active Citizens Forum. We're going to speak to them, and just for them, because they've nominated Lindiwe Sisulu, and of course they're calling for other candidates. So we'll talk to them and just to get an understanding from them as to why Lindiwe Sisulu, what qualifies her to occupy the vacant post. And of course, I think that the forum is led by former Code member Mr. Bloom. So yeah, that's what we're going to open up the show with. And then secondly, the Department of Health is having a campaign. This campaign, it is to try and reduce TB infections. They're saying that they've released a number of 167 people have died of TB. So we'll speak to the spokesperson of the Department of Health just to tell us about this campaign, what are they aiming at, and then what are some of the possibilities to try and stop the spread of TB infections in this country. And, well, lastly, I mean, if you do have a vehicle with driver's license, you try to renew your driver's license, but there's too much delay. You don't seem to get a date. Well, there's corruption going on with regards to that. And those delays are man-made. So we're going to really delve much into that issue without, because they've uncovered disturbing corruption at licensing stations, and then the reason for these delays. And for that, I think that the minister has been taken to court by some people. So I think that as well is going to bring further delays with regards to the license, driver's license renewal. So yeah, that's what we'll look at this afternoon, 12 to 1 today.
Thank you so much for that, Brother Alphas, and we'll catch up with you later. You take care and have a wonderful morning.
Sure, thanks, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And that was our correspondent and your host, Brother Alphas Nkosi. And he's going to be discussing various topics later on during his show between 12 and 12:55. Right now, we're going to be crossing over to Mufti Yusuf Mangera, and he's going to be telling us how to maximize the last 10 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So inshallah, let's listen to this clip. If you want to any of these clips, just send a message on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Finally, the day is coming upon us that everybody waits for, or we're supposed to wait for, which is the Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr will generally come in the last 10 days of the month. The virtues of the last 10 days, the Ramadan itself has many virtues, and you've been probably listening to that for the last, you know, few weeks and from before Ramadan to get us into the mode of Ramadan. But it all starts culminating towards the last 10 days. That's when everything starts getting more intensified. And that's, we learned that from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, she kind of highlights how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be in those last 10 days. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر شد مئزرة وأحيا ليلة وأيقظ أهلا. He would do three things. These are just three main activities, though there's a lot of other things that he would do that are within these things. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the last 10 days would enter, he would tie his lower garment well. That could be taken literally, it could be taken also metaphorically, symbolically, in the sense that you tie your garment properly so that you can win the race, so that you don't have any kind of failings in between. So it's just intensifying the struggle and being prepared for it. So there could be several meanings for that. And he used to enliven his nights. Ahya layla, he used to enliven his nights. Interesting, he didn't say that he spent his entire night, doesn't necessarily say that. He says he used to enliven his night. So generally people sleep at night. In those days, that these people used to sleep at night. Nowadays people do other things at night as well. There's too many activities that can be done at night. But in those days people just slept. So if somebody is staying awake, then there's a reason they're staying awake, for a good reason. And number three, He would actually wake his family up at this time as well. It seems like a unique thing that this is what he would do, especially during these last 10 days. He would wake them up as well. The other thing, I'm just going to mention, I mean, where are we going to learn this from? Let's just look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first, then we'll discuss if there's something specific to us. Number two, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would enter into i'tikaf in these last 10 days, a retreat in the masjid where you can't go out except for emergencies. Then the i'tikaf would break. But it's a, you can say, a perpetual sunnah for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to have done i'tikaf pretty much every single year. And it's not related that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever missed his i'tikaf, except when being out on an expedition somewhere for jihad or for other reasons. If he was out on an expedition, he was not at home. That's the only time. Otherwise, he always did i'tikaf. And in the last 10 day, last year of his life, he did i'tikaf for 20 days. That's really interesting. And there are people, you know, you'd say that I've never seen anybody doing i'tikaf for 20 days. There are actually quite a few people that do i'tikaf for 20 days, or even sometimes a whole month. One of my teachers in India, he used to do, I mean, I'm not sure because of the corona this year, I don't think it's going to happen. I would doubt it. But he would be there for 20 days or even more days doing i'tikaf. And there would be some people that would stay with him for the whole month. But then obviously the bulk would come for the last 10 days. And one of the things the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do during this time is those were the special nights with Jibreel Alayhi Salaam. He used to have meetings with him. Jibreel Alayhi Salaam used to come every night and they would review the Quran that had been revealed until then. So in the last year, since the whole, most of the Quran, the overwhelming majority of the Quran had been revealed by now, that's why it seems like maybe that's the reason why he did i'tikaf for 20 days, and they would have this meeting with Jibreel alayhi salam every night. Right, number three, the third thing is, well, this is in general, that what happens in the last 10 days is that we've been fasting for quite a while now, and we've become used to the fasting. It's become a routine now. The different times that we eat has become a routine. If you've fasted all this time, you've gotten used to it. There are various different physical functions that take place and changes that take place in the body. And sometimes people do have a bit of a low period, but then I think that the last 10 days being special really helps to get rid of those lows and gives you a reinvigorated energy. It reinvigorates us to make sure that, okay, there's only 10 days left. And if you see this year, what is today, 20th or something? 1920, right? How fast did that go? It's crazy. I mean, I remember we were starting and there was going to be 30 days and it seems like a lot, but suddenly they just start whizzing past after the first or second day. I mean, I don't know. Has it gone slow for any of you? I mean, for me, it's gone very fast. 20 is a surprise. 19, 20 is a surprise. Seems like 10. You know, that's what it realistically feels like for me anyway, right? So it's going very fast. The next 10 days will go out as well. And so fasting in itself, with just fasting at any time, there's a benefit in that, right? It's ketosis and all of these other physical benefits, but there's a spiritual benefit. Even for non-Muslims, there's a benefit. They find benefit. Now, when you've got Muslims doing all these virtues that are added Ramadan, the immense amount of virtues, you're getting 70 times the reward for a fard action any other time. That's a huge... You can tell what Allah wants to give us just by that equation. You know, when you see there's a shop that's giving buy one, get one free, okay. Or buy two and get one free, then you know that they're not that generous. Buy one, get one free, they're a bit more generous. Closing down sale, buy one, get three free. But buy one, get 70 free. You know that, I mean, and then you know that in Arabic, 70 is just an abundance number. It's not necessarily literally taken. It just means abundant, 70, like 100. You know, that's the way we do it. So Allah wants to He just wants to give in abundance. And that comes to a head, I mean, gives one, and all of that is put into perspective when you hear about Laylatul Qadr. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Allah didn't want to, I mean, He could have said, how many days? How many days is that? That's 93 years, I think, or something, right? And I don't know how many number of days they are, but could have had to, you would have had to put that into the surah, but Alfu Shahr just sounds cool. 1,000 months, that does the equation. That's 93 years of worship for that one night now. So you can tell what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering, that on this one night or on this one day, like the people are going to come, you can come in and take your cart and you can fill up whatever you want. This is more than that. This is not just fill up your cart for one day, for 1,000 months you can keep filling up your cart. That's how much we're going to give you in one night. It's just abundant, it's mind-boggling, there's just no equation here. Right? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us during this time. That gives you the idea of what's available. But it doesn't mean we're all going to get it. Those who make an effort, they will get it. It's there for the taking. But if somebody doesn't even go to the store on that day, and then he goes afterwards and says, where's all the deals gone? They're finished now. Right? So that's why it's important to consider this in that way. And fasting, so when you know all of this, the fast will improve, the Ramadan will improve, because you know that that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give you, and it's all unavailable, so let me try to get as much as possible. This is generally human greed, isn't it? When you know there's a lot available, then you'll go and take as much as you can. Especially when they don't even feel bad about you taking stuff. Sometimes they've got stuff outside the masjid, khajurs, dates or whatever, and you know that you should just be taking one or two. And it's a bit embarrassing to take a whole handful. But when the one who's giving you says, take as much as you want, there's enough for everyone, literally. You're still going to feel a bit, literally take, I'm trying to get rid of this. I've got lots. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. So then why, how can we be deprived of that? So that's, Ramadan is the time then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfects a person. And lots of people have observed this, that their Ramadan is what changed their life. Ramadan and Hajj generally act as two really major factors. Ramadan, anybody can use it. Hajj is maybe a bit for the elite that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls specially. But Ramadan, it comes to you. Whereas Hajj, you have to go to it. But Ramadan comes to everybody, it's an opportunity for everybody. And lots of people have changed their lives during the month of Ramadan. Now, this Laylatul Qadr, so the idea is that the Laylatul Qadr is going to be in one of the last odd nights of the month. It could be, I mean, there are views that it could be in any of the 10 nights of the month. Last 10, right? It could be in any of them. There are also other views that it could be in the first 20 days. But as we get more intense, the stronger views are that it's in the last 10 days. Stronger still is that it's within the odd nights of the last 10 days. And then the strongest view, it seems, the most probable view, opinion, is that it's on Laylatul Qadr, which is the 27th. Or Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th. But it's been observed on the 25th, it's been observed on the 21st as well. So we don't want to put all of our eggs in one basket. The idea is to increase in the last 10 days, in general, more than we've done in the last in the first 20. And at least in the UK, the nights are getting a bit shorter, which means that you could probably start staying awake fully, at least on some days. So then you try to do that, and then what you do is you, in the odd nights, you do more than the regular, more than the even nights. So you're increasing your chances, and then the 27, you just go all out. What night is going to be the 27 this year? The two possibilities. Has anybody checked that out? Is it going to be a Friday or something? Or is it going to be a weekend? I take it a day at a time, so I never know these things. I don't even know it, huh? What day is that?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, so it's going to be a work day for people. So maybe if you've got the luxury of taking a day off work, then you can spend the night, and then at least the day you can sleep. Allah make it easy. So now, what is Laylatul Qadr? Let's get an answer. Every year this night comes, and people translate it in different ways. The night of Qadr. What does Qadr mean? So there are approximately at least three views in regards to what Laylatul Qadr refers to, and that really informs us of the significance of this night. The first opinion is that this is the night of destiny, because the word Qadr means destiny. Qadr means to predestine, to decree something, and to plan. So that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's what He plans and has written. I mean, Allah already knows, but this is what may be written for the angels to know, however, whatever the case is. So this is the night of destiny, right? The night of destiny. And this is the night in which all people's predestinations and decrees are written, and what's going to happen maybe for the next year. That's what's written. The second opinion is that Qadr, also the word Qadr is also used for status, honor. So this is the night of honor, the night of dignity, the night of greatness. That's another idea. And it is. It's the night in which was chosen for the Quran to be revealed. Number three is, it's called Qadr, again, a night of value. So in this case, it would be night of value, the meaning, because of the huge rewards that are attained in it. As you can tell, the second and third opinions are very similar, because there's huge rewards attained in it, so that's why it gives you huge value. And that's why it's a night of honor, right? That it includes huge rewards in it. So it's الْأَجْرُ الْعَظِيمُ الَّذِي يَتَحَصَّلُ عَلَيْهِ الْمُسْلِمُ بِسَبَبِ قِيَامِ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةِ. What a Muslim is able to attain during this night, what he's able to pick up in terms of the offers that are on and the rewards and everything, no other night. That's why it's a special night called Qadr. That's why there's a hadith which is related by Imam Bukhari and Muslim from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن صام رمضان إيمان واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Generally, this hadith is quoted as general as whoever stands the night of Ramadan. But in this particular case, it's whoever stands the night of Qadr with Iman and Ihtisab, then all of his past sins will be forgiven. Iman with faith, Ihtisab with anticipation, with a certain desire, with a certain reckoning, a certain calculation in your mind that this is what I want from Allah from this night. That's Ihtisab. That's kind of what I ascertain. That's kind of what I reckon that I'm going to get. And what is really interesting is that our job is to make an effort and have Iman and Ihtisab. The benefit of those people in I'tikaf is that they get this night in the masjid, right? So they've spent that night in the masjid, and what better place for that, right? That's one of the benefits of the I'tikaf as well, right? Is that you get Laylatul Qadr regardless, even if you're sleeping through it, because you're still doing a good deed of I'tikaf. You can't say that for home, can you? That I'm going to sleep all these nights and I'll still get it. Yeah, it's going to pass by because there's no action that we're doing. I mean, unless you can justify by saying I've prayed my Fajr and Isha in the masjid. So that way I'm going to be seen as, I'm going to be treated as somebody who's stayed, stood the whole night. That's a secondary kind of way though, right? That's why it's a good idea to do something, right? And I think in England it's actually much easier to do it. I'm not sure in Pakistan what the time is these days, but in India, in England, it's quite easy to do this, inshallah. That's why the ulama really stress that you don't have to know which night it is, right? It's أَنَّ الْأَجْرَ No, أَنَّ أَجْرَ قِيَامِهَا مُتَحَقَّقٌ بِمُجَرَّدِ إِحْتِسَابِهَا دُونَ اشْتِرَاطِ الْعِلْمِ بِهَا. This is something that really gives a lot of comfort, that the reward for standing in that night will be established, will be given to you as long as you've stood in those nights and you've done some tahajjud prayer and done some other worship. That will be realized just by hoping that you're going to get it. As long as your intention is there that I want to get Laylatul Qadr, you don't even have to know that that was the night of Qadr. So don't get, I never ask around like, what night do you think it was? Because at the end of the day, I mean, nobody's going to know for sure, right? We don't, I mean, I don't have that kind of unveiling and special in divine intuition that, hey, this is the night of Qadr. just make an effort on all of those nights and go with probability and make an extra on 27, right? And there you go. Now, you see the benefit of the people in the i'tikaf is that they're retreated to the masjid. They don't have any other obligation. So they can actually make their night the way they want it every single night. And remember, in anything, anybody will tell you that if you want to get the best out of something, you have to have a timetable, a schedule, and that works best. If you think, okay, when it comes, I'll do a bit extra here and there. No, write down today, because you know we're not into it yet. It's starting, right, soon. So write down.
Very, very interesting the talk indeed by Mufti Yusuf Mangera with regards to the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan and searching for Laylatul Qadr. He made a valid point and says that you must go with the flow with regards to finding Laylatul Qadr. One shouldn't just say, you know what, you think today is Laylatul Qadr, you know, we're looking at the signs, looking for the star, the sky is reddish, whether it rained, whether the streets were calm, the dogs weren't barking. You know, if it's there, the thing is that this is the month of the Quran. Shahr Ramadan unzila fihi al-Quran. It is one month that has been dedicated, allocated to Almighty Allah. That we give our time, our effort more extra to Almighty Allah. We're supposed to be doing this on a daily basis, but yeah, we need to exert ourselves even more. We need to push ourselves and we need to strive for the akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. And we don't know whether we're going to see another Ramadan. We're not sure if we're going to see next week. You know, we are not guaranteed. You know, but we make dua that Allah ta'ala gives us a long life to see many more Ramadans. You know, it always, when it comes to days like this, we have to constantly think of the people that were with us, family and friends. Many people that we knew were with us last year Ramadan. You know, they were jovial, young, not even old people. I wouldn't even go towards the elderly, youngsters. I know two youngsters in particular. We met them last year, around my age. And this year we reading Yasin for them. We sending Isa al-Sawab for them. Asking Almighty Allah to make it easy for them in the Qabr. Grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Family members also, many, many, many. Make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone. Those that have lost family members, friends. We grant the families Sabrun Jameel. That's why we should exert ourselves during these last 10 days, today being the 24th of Ramadan. So we've got just like maybe 4-5 days until Eid al-Fitr. And then we should also try and make an effort with regards to the 10 Shawwal fast. One should try and make an effort also in trying to keep the 10 Shawwal fast as well. Now, it's not easy, but we should in that motion, then inshallah, then Allah will make it easy for each and every one of us. It's gone 20 minutes to 11 Central African time. Not sure if Mona, are you available? Are you available? Mona say not available.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just, I've got another news flash, inshallah, after that.
Okay, inshallah.
Khair. You still got time.
Yeah, no problem. So, inshallah, we're going to be, we will go for a small nasheed break. And when Maulana is ready, then inshallah, he will let us know. But if you have any messages that you would like to send, you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84786 3132. If you want that clip of Mufti Yusuf Mangera, then send a message with the words clip to that number, and inshallah I will send you the link to the clip.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
Today, nearly every woman, if not every woman in Gaza, has become a khamsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them as well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them when they lose their children.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
Mere Madini Aqa, har yaar nirala hai. Mere Madini Aqa, har yaar nirala hai. Lutwa diya tan man dhan, ye pyaar nirala hai. Lutwa diya tan man dhan, ye pyaar nirala hai. Mere Madni Aqa, har yaar nirala hai. عثمان غنی تیرا کردار نرالا ہے عثمان غنی تیرا عثمان غنی تیرا کردار نرالا ہے میرے مدنی آقا ہر یار میرا
Yaar nirala hai, ab رہتے ہیں بیگانے اپنے بھی یہ کہتے ہیں اور کہتے ہیں بیگانے اور کہتے ہیں بیگانے دیوان صحابہ کے دیوان نرالے ہیں دیوان صحابہ کے دیوان نرالے ہیں میرے مدنی آقا ہر یار نرالا ہے میرے مدنی آقا ہر یار نرالا ہے ویسے تو زمانے نے آشش ہے بڑے دیکھے ویسے تو زمانے نے آشش ہے بڑے دیکھے آشش ہے بڑے دیکھے پر جنگ بھی دیوانا روبدار نرالا ہے پر جنگ بھی دیوانا روبدار نرالا ہے میرے مدنی آقا ہر یار نرالا ہے لٹوا دیا تن من دھن یہ پیار نرالا ہے میرے مدنی آقا ہر یار نرالا ہے ہر یار نرالا ہے ہم عشق صحابہ پہ کرتے ہیں بہر یارو کرتے ہیں بہر یارو کرتے ہیں بہر یارو وحید صحابہ سے یہ پیار نرالا ہے وحید صحابہ سے یہ پیار نرالا ہے میرے مدنی آقا ہر یار نرالا ہے لٹوا دیا تن من دھن یہ پیار نرالا ہے میرے مدنی آقا ہر یار نرالا ہے ہر یار نرالا ہے ہر یار نرالا ہے ہر یار نرالا ہے ہر یار نرالا ہے
You know, we were seeing on social media, there was a lot of images where they say that this year in Ramadan, and generally in Ramadan, in the blessed lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara, say 2.5 million or 2.5 billion, or I think it's million, 2.5 million people in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Imagine, and then they say that a record that the tawaf was at a very slow pace. You won't say it stopped because you can never stop the circulation and the tawaf around Baytullah. But the circulation was at a very minimal. That's how many people during the month of Ramadan were in the blessed lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah. You know, it's an experience that I would like to experience the last 10 days in the month of Ramadan in Makkah al-Mukarramah. I've been for Hajj, alhamdulillah. I've been for Umrah, alhamdulillah. And it's a blessed feeling on its own. But to be in the lands during Ramadan, to experience, you know, when you opening your fast at the time of iftar and also at suhoor. You know, it's something I'd like to experience with my family, inshallah. Maulana, you ready? No, Maulana is still busy with the news flash. But nevertheless, it's 10 minutes to 11 Central African time. This is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I've got a message, inshallah, to the listener. I will send you that particular clip of Mufti Yusuf Mangera with regards to the last 10 days of the blessed month of Ramadan and how one can maximize on this particular the month and the last 10 days, and we should search for the Mubarak month, the Mubarak days of the Mubarak day of Laylatul Qadr. It's better than 1,000 months. Inshallah, at 11 will be the news, then around 5 past 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. You can send in your messages and any related questions to the WhatsApp, the Markaz Sahaba WhatsApp, 1084-786-3132. And thereafter will be the news with myself. But then for 5 past 12 to 12:55 will be Brother Alpha Silkosi, and that will be the news hour. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 plus 1 to 1:30 would be the live tafsir of Surah A'raf with our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab. Thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah Baqarah verses 189, not sure, 189 or 190. And thereafter, 2 to 2:30 would be the rapid Q&A with Mufti Saab and Haji Yusuf Ali. 2:30 to 3 would be the lunch break show with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be the Nasiya by Maulana Musa Akudi. Then 4 to 4:30 will be the lecture, the Urdu lecture by Karim Multani. Thereafter, 4:30 to around 5:45 would be Tarweeh al-Nufus with Maulana Khalid Yaqub. And inshallah, thereafter, the program will be read out during the course of the day. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahalan.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio,
empowering the Ummah.